From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Starting school can be tough for any kid. Harder still for twins, who often have to leave the sibling who's always been by their side. Schools have traditionally split twins into different classes to foster independence. Some parents are challenging those policies and demanding their twins stay together. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
8-year-old twins Emily and Jack Summers are so close they actually speak a language only they understand. Horsing around at home in Connecticut, Emily and Jack are clearly in sync. Their mom, Michelle Summers, says they've always thrived together until, she says, something changed when Jack was 4 and a half.
He started saying he didn't want to turn 5, he didn't want to go to school, he started bedwetting for the first time ever. And he started throwing massive temper tantrums over everything.
Eventually, Summers figured out Jack was stressing about separating from Emily in kindergarten. She went to her principal requesting the twins be kept together, but Summers says the principal refused.
I had reams of articles off the internet from medical professionals, but the principal just didn't want to hear it.
After months of fighting and going over the principal's head, the twins were placed together, and Summers says the bedwetting and tantrums stopped. But in first grade, at another school, the twins were split up, and things went downhill fast.
My daughter had some issues with depression and self-esteem, and my son started stuttering, which he had never done before.
These are worst-case scenarios, but I think we have to take a hard look at what is happening to some of these twins and just be flexible.
Cal State psychology professor Nancy Siegel says requiring twin separation all in the name of independence and individuality is ill-advised. Siegel says new research shows premature separation can be harmful.
You see increases in anxiety. You see reduced reading scores. And it seems such an obvious thing that all twins' circumstances should be taken one-on-one. It's kind of baffling to us that that's not the case.
With multiple births now more common, the issue is gaining traction. 4 states have passed laws giving parents more say in whether their kids are split, and 2 dozen more may follow. Some would require schools to consider parents' wishes, while others, like Georgia, give parents the final say.
I don't, frankly, need to have a law that says that a parent gets to basically tell the principal what classroom their kids are going to be in.
Frank Petrozello is superintendent of schools in Cherokee County, Georgia.
You know, why shouldn't the parents of kids who they think are gifted, you know, be able to decide their kid deserves to be in a gifted class? You know, from my standpoint, a parent has the option of homeschooling them. You know, they can keep them at home and do what they want.
The sentiment is shared by Nicole Bolos, a special ed teacher in Massachusetts where legislation is pending. She says keeping twins together can foster unhealthy competition and dependence.
I think it's important to develop their own egos to say, I can stand on my own. When singletons go to school, they're doing it on their own. And I don't think because you're a twin, you should have special accommodations made for you to grow emotionally. Okay, easy, easy, guys. It's not the playground.
Bolos is also a mother of 4-year-old twins who she plans to separate for kindergarten, even though Mia and Karsten will tell you they'd rather be together.
When I don't see him or I'm surrounded by him or I miss him when I'm not with him.
You rethinking this?
No, not at all.
The debate about twins reflects a broader cultural tension between America's esteem for individuality and, as one principal put it, the big buzzwords in education right now, collaboration and community. Again, Professor Nancy Siegel.
I think we're kind of at a crossroads where we're not sure exactly how much we want to emphasize the companionship or how much we want to emphasize the individuality. But to my way of thinking, twins can enjoy both. Just by nurturing their relationship and giving it time and space does not mean that those children are not going to be individuals.
Schools just need to consider each case of twins, Siegel says, as individually as they look at each twin. Tovia Smith, NPR News.